This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Waging war on corruption.
Respect to fight tyranny, that are Catholics, that are Protestants, that are Hindus, that are Buddhists. I try not to judge people by what affiliation they have. I judge them off what they stand for. And some of the best people I know in the fight against the globalists, it's not some tokenism, have been Catholic. And they're all really upset and hate this current Pope, who the former Pope says is basically the Antichrist. He's locked up in Gandalf Castle, and he's got his own issues. But this new Pope is the Antichrist compared to what Christ said. Antichrist means inverting Christ. Well, I mean, this Pope is a devil, and the left loves him. So the caller doesn't have to apologize bringing that up about the current Pope. Now, there's Pope Benedict, terrified of the new Pope. Terrified. I mean, it's literally like, we shouldn't be so Christian in Europe. We need to get rid of the family. Marriage is for men and men, too. I mean, it's all crap. Total crap. And so they're making their move. And so I would say the Catholic Church run by the globalists is the Tom Brady of the New World Order. I mean, it's not just a quarterback. It's more important than a coach. It's a leader. It is at the heart. Is that even real? It is at the heart of it. And what it is a big pedophile network. They have successfully taken the Catholic Church over. But they're all pedophiles. It's everywhere, folks. They're taking everything over with it. And it's really despicable. Tyler, finish up your point about the Catholic Church.
Hey, Alex, I'm just going to pick up where I left off. So if you read Ezekiel chapter 20, God talks about his Sabbath being a sign of his people when we get to the end. So what's going to happen is you're going to start seeing when things get really bad and we're going in death camps and we start not being able to, you know, participate in the monetary system. And I think digital currency is going to have a big part to play in this. So everybody just needs to go home and read and really pay attention. Just get down to the fundamentals. So you're going to have the Catholic Church come in with, the New Green Deal talking about we all need to have this national, global.
Oh, they already called for a global alliance for the Great Reset. They already said that.
Yeah, 100%. So what they're going to say is everyone across the globe has to worship on this single particular day because the Catholic Church says so. And if you worship on any other day in any other way aside from what...
And that's part of the global lockdowns is getting us ready for the state merge with religion to direct us. I totally agree.
Yeah, so everybody just really needs to pay attention and be observant. So the path to destruction is going to be broad. You know, the path to righteousness is going to be narrow. So when you start seeing all the persecution take place, when there's a huge group of people that's safe and everything's fine, they're just going along with this group, you need to wake up, know that you're not on the right path.
No, I agree. The way is definitely wide. And boy, is it not now a time to wake up? I mean, how obvious is it all now that the Bible's the real deal?
Yeah, Alex, I really appreciate what you guys are doing. I make sure and tell everybody about your show. I don't care when I get called a nut for listening to you. Everybody keep on your tinfoil hats.
God bless you, brother. Yeah, I'll be honest with you. I'm obnoxious. I have problems. This is so real now. I always knew it was real, but I thought we were going to hold it back maybe for a while. The fact that we're going to have this now, not in our lifetime, but in the next decade, I mean, it's. I'm just upset that everybody's going along with it and that people are so pliant. And then I just look at the globalists, how unhappy they are and how they have like way higher suicide with their kids and they're so miserable. And I know people that know the Clintons and the Pelosis and just all of them. They're just miserable. I mean, I've sat there at parties with the top Hollywood people. I've been invited to a bunch of their houses. Charlie Sheen was the only guy that actually wanted to go on air with us. But, I mean, people way bigger than Charlie Sheen. And they're all miserable. It's chemtrails and country club. I mean, it is just like there's nothing there. The New World Order has nothing to offer. People think like, oh, gosh, Hollywood, the elite, it's some great thing. There's nothing there. There's nothing. And that's why they're shutting everything down. This is a key I'm going to explain. They want exclusivity to lock us all down so they can be free because they never had exclusivity. You understand how that works? I'll explain it later. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Come on, come on, come on!
You cannot hide a grand assault. America is about to have its energy cut off, its borders destroyed, its dollar brought down to nothing. All of you that have served Satan, believe that you are on the right team. You're about to find out how pathetic you are. So I ask all of you who are awake and who love God, stop living in fear. The enemy is about to expose itself. The enemy can't help itself. The enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. Can we sit here as good people and get upset about that and try to stop it? We should, but once it comes through, once it hits us, once it's dominating us and raping us and attacking us, we just have to point out we tried to stop it. So prepare yourselves, America. You're going under judgment, just like all the children that were aborted. This is the truth. This is the InfoWar.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
The Mockingbird Media's anti-American privilege twits are casually calling for the drone strike of a former American president.
We had a policy, and it was very controversial. It was carried out under the Bush years and under the Obama years of attacking terrorism at its root, of going after and killing, and in the case of Anwar al-Awlaki, an American, a Yemeni American, with a drone strike for the crime of inciting violence, inciting terrorism. How does Mitch McConnell, who understands that the way you root out terrorism is to take on, in the case of Islamic terrorism, kill those who incite it, how does he not vote to convict someone that he said on the floor of the Senate incited an insurrection?
Former CIA Director John Brennan is declaring open season on Americans.
Now, looking forward, that the members of the Biden team who have been nominated or have been appointed are now moving in laser-like fashion to try to uncover as much as they can about what looks very similar to insurgency movements that we've seen overseas, mm-hmm. where they germinate in different parts of a country and they gain strength, and it brings together an unholy alliance frequently of religious extremists, authoritarians, fascists, bigots, racists, nativists, even libertarians.
We're witnessing the cancer culture purge being kicked into overdrive here. So I'm concerned at a movement right now to basically paint a broad brush and accuse 74 million Americans, basically, that voted for President Trump and label them as insurgents.
Know-it-all pseudo-comedian Bill Maher is driving the knife in, now blaming all Christian Americans for the hyped-up insurrection on January 6th.
The events of January 6th were a faith-based initiative. And Trumpism is a Christian nationalist movement that believes Trump was literally sent from heaven to save them. There's a lot of talk now in liberal quarters about how Republicans should tell their base, who still believe the election was rigged, that they need to grow up and move on and stop asking the rest of us to respect their mass delusion. And of course, it is a mass delusion. But the inconvenient truth here is that if you accord religious faith the kind of exalted respect we do here in America, you've already lost the argument that mass delusion is bad.
Bolshevik wannabes, Antifa and BLM, strengthened by a Nobel Peace Prize nomination, are routinely threatening to burn down America. Rates, home invasions, carjackings, and random robberies are skyrocketing across the country.
The number of people killed in Minneapolis is up 95% from the same time last summer.
Since the beginning of the year, there have been more than 150 carjackings in Chicago.
The murder rate in Phoenix is skyrocketing. We've seen 144 so far this year, meaning we are just behind Chicago.
And we have a war warning from Philadelphia police for you this afternoon. Carjackings have skyrocketed in the city, up 82% from last year, and there have already been 28 incidents this year alone.
In Minneapolis, carjackings have spiked roughly 320% compared to this time last year. Carjackings in New Orleans up 150% year to date. New York City has seen 311 carjackings, up from 129 a year ago.
While Joe Biden has transformed our southern border into a global destination for every horror Europe has endured for the past 10 years.
We'd arrived with counterterrorism specialist Jason Jones to find war raging on America's doorstep.
There's a 40. Did you hear the 40?
Yes.
That was
40 millimeter grenade.
That was a grenade, yeah.
Yeah.
It's unreal, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right here on the border.
It's perfect timing for Americans to have their Second Amendment rights diminished and police defunded so that we can't protect ourselves from an escalating crime trend that is threatening our very existence.
Biden plans a gun safety crackdown on day one, asking Congress to repeal liability protections for gun makers and close loopholes for background checks.
Our enemy is the gun manufacturers, not the NRA.
He also wants to ban production of assault weapons, require registration for some guns, limit gun purchases to one per month, and end all online sales.
Upon being elected, I will give the United States Congress 100 days to get their act together and have the courage to pass reasonable gun safety laws. And if they fail to do it, then I will take executive action. And specifically what I will do is put in place a requirement that for anyone who sells more than 5 guns a year, they are required to do background checks when they sell those guns. I will require that for any gun dealer that breaks the law, the ATF take their license.
Texas Representative Sheila Jackson Lee has introduced H.R. 127, essentially a psych evaluation for you and two immediate family members in order for you to have the privilege of owning a heavily regulated and taxed firearm in the Democrats' New America. And as liberal death traps propose gun reforms and buyback programs, states like Missouri are refusing to succumb to the anti-Second Amendment rollout by Joe Biden's federal overlords. As the St. Louis Dispatch reported, the Missouri House gave first-round approval to a proposal that would prevent local law enforcement from enforcing federal gun laws that aren't on the books in Missouri. The Second Amendment Preservation Act, sponsored by Representative Jared Taylor, seeks to invalidate federal laws or other actions deemed to infringe on a person's Second Amendment right to bear arms. Reality check. The fact that Missouri even has to propose Second Amendment protections from the federal government barely 3 weeks into Joe Biden's dictatorship signals it's going to be a long 4 years. John Bound reports.
Just when I stopped opening doors, finally knowing the one that I wanted was yours, making my entrance again with my usual flair. Sure of my line. No one is there.
Send in the clowns. All right, folks. We are here.
Don't you
broadcasting worldwide. Jay Dyer is a talk show host of his own right, author, researcher, really smart guy. He's read all the old literature I have and the modern stuff, but also the current stuff, because I have a bad habit of not really covering what the globalists actually write these days. It's more of the same, but more intense, more in your face. The Great Reset, the New World Order, all of it. So good to have you here with us. You're going to be hosting the fourth hour here today. What would you call this period of time we're in right now? I think it's pretty clear. They're saying patriots are terrorists. They're going to arrest us all. We're about to stage terror attacks. Clearly, they're getting ready to stage terror attacks. In my view, do you agree with that? And what would you call this period of time we're in, and what are you doing to get ready for it? Because every few generations goes through some real tyranny. We're about to go through a big one.
This is the age of transition, right? This is their phraseology for how we go from the way things were during this Christian period of the age of, you know, Pisces, the age of the fish, to the Aquarian age, which is what Blavatsky, right, one of the esoteric philosophers that the elite always like to look to. She called this the externalization of the hierarchy. Annie Besant, a lot of these UN-promoted New Agers have this same idea, which is a kind of a Luciferian era. So that's really the big picture spiritual attitude that I think we're being, you know, propagandized with. So what I'm doing is it's time to repent. I mean, I spent a lot of years in my 20s and 30s partying, and then as you get older, you realize it's time to not live that way, because we're going into a new era. And that era is going to be the erasing of the old, and hence the Great Reset.
And the Luciferians talk about human empowerment, but what they're bringing is bondage.
Right, exactly. Yeah, no, it's to go away from the human. I was just reading, of all people, Che Guevara. And Che has this weird essay where he says, we're going to bring in the new man. And you think, well, isn't that a Nietzschean concept? I thought Nietzsche doesn't really work with communism well. But the irony is that they both have the idea of transcending the human. And the only difference is that for Che, it was all of the collective. The collective will evolve into being this new man.
We'll be right back.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with a free subscription from Avid Market Highlights Report. With gold prices hitting new highs in 2020, investors are just beginning to push into junior gold miner stocks. And we want to send you research that can position you to win with this red-hot gold stock opportunity in the market. Text WIN to 48542 for more info on gold miner investment opportunities now with your free subscription to Market Highlights Report. Text the word WIN to 48542 and have this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the winningest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word WIN to 48542. Text WIN to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text WIN to 48542.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40
pregnancy, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Analysis.com, YouTube, Jay Dyer. Jay Dyer is an author, comedian, TV presenter known for his deep analysis of Hollywood, geopolitics, and culture. He is a smart guy. He's a graduate work focused on psychological warfare in film. He is the author of two books, Esoteric Hollywood 1 and 2, and the co-creator of Co's television show, Hollywood Decoded. So, let's talk about you a little bit. How did you wake up, and then what is it like? Because I'm having to deal with this every day. To know it's coming, to know we're in the beta test for this, and now go over the cliff. I think you agree. We're in it now. It's going to accelerate from here on out.
Right.
All the big secrets are going to come out. Just total insanity. What was it like to wake up? And now what is it like to, because you've been around a long time, and now to see it all accelerating?
It's wild. I remember I was looking at the library in there, and I was seeing some of the books that I read years and years ago that you recommended, that you talked about. Back in 2003, I started watching your stuff when you were still Cable Access. And you had the radio show, and I noticed that you talked a lot about Skull and Bones. And so I was going to college at the time, and you know, I was mentioning philosophy before the break, studying philosophy, and we would be reading Nietzsche, we'd be reading the communists. Of course, the professors want you to read all the communists. And the commonality I noticed is that they all were anti-human. They all wanted to transcend what it was to be man, what it was to be.
They were all going to fix this plate.
Exactly. All right. So that's the great work of the alchemist, right? Now, I had some classes on alchemy, Elizabethan era alchemy, which is actually even in Shakespeare, right? So we had the Shakespeare class. We're talking about alchemy. And at the same time, I'm taking these classes that dealt with, philosophy, transhumanism, right? And then you did that documentary a few years later, right, Endgame, and you were talking about how the idea was to become post-human, right? And I'm learning this in my classes. I'm seeing it in all these films that I'm watching as a film buff. And so you realize that it's real, and to get to that end goal, they have to do all kinds of crises. And that's when I branched out, started reading the books that you talked about.
And they say we're going to use viruses, we're going to use third world hordes, and financial collapse.
Yeah. Yeah, one of the ones you recommended was Brzezinski. I went and I read Brzezinski across the board. I remember him talking about this plan of what he called Ark of Crisis, and that was to bring in all these crises which are intentional, which are staged. And what that does is that destabilizes society, and then it leads to that Hegelian synthesis. So you get this thesis, you get the antithesis, and then you blend it together with that synthesis. I was literally taking classes on Hegel at the time that I watched your documentaries, and they were talking about that process, which leads to this convergence. And then you go and you read these big books like Tragedy and Hope, and they talk about the same thing. They talk about how to bring about the third wave, which is blending Eastern communism with Western capitalism to this technocratic globalist order.
And the average liberal thinks, oh, communism means I get free stuff. No. Once they lock things down, once you have a tracker app, then they can start making you do what they want to have the tracker app, which means takes the vaccine, which is, again, a sterilant, a cancer virus, whatever they want. I mean, they're accelerating to their end game very quickly.
Yeah, and that's why those crises were so important. One of the things you notice across the board with all these global elite writings is they talk about crisis, 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 crisis. And most of the time, not always, but most of the time, the crisis is intentional. It's fostered. It's a destabilization effort. It's going back to Gladio. It's like the false flag stuff that you were talking about earlier with what's coming against patriots, right, against those on the right, the conservatives. That's all a Gladio model stuff they're going to rehash and redo.
False flags. Let's talk about that in a moment. But first, there's a natural development of humans towards better and building better and higher quality when we all individually get to act out our dreams. That's the Renaissance. They create crises to try to sabotage that and then only allow development in directions they want towards their greater power. And so that's the real issue with this.
Yeah, I think if you look at something, I was just thinking about Ayn Rand. If you look at the character of John Galt, what he does with that, he has a breakaway civilization. And she was hanging out with Greenspan and the elite in her day. And so she kind of knew what they were up to and what they were planning. And so I think she encoded this.
Talk about Ayn Rand, because that's what they're building. And they already admit it's going to be city-states that are private. A bunch of states are passing laws where big tech can build its own private cities. Yep. Guys, tie that in. Big tech creating its own towns and cities. I mean, explain that to people, what this means.
Right, so in Atlas Shrugged, you have this idea that the elite will kind of move away to their own breakaway civilization. They'll have all the high tech. They'll take all the inventions and, like, you know, secret them away behind some mountain fortress or something like this. And the character of John Galt just kind of lets society collapse because society basically wants that communism, that when they want that ideal that's a utopian, that's a false gospel, basically. And so what happens is that there's just sort of this allowance of collapse because of that false ideal. And then the elite kind of,
let's be clear, they're running the communist system on record, and then they exempt themselves from it and then make you beg to have entry into it.
Right. One thing that blew me away was when I found out that Mao was Yale in China, Yali. So the Yale actually had this skull and bone sort of extension that they set up in China. And Mao was part of that. So what prepped
Xi Jinping's daughter under another name is at Harvard.
There you go. Yeah, right. What's Kim Jong-un? Right. Didn't he go to the Swiss boarding school or with OTI? Mm-hmm. Right. So you've got this pattern of the elite all kind of working at the same level and then sort of fostering these systems that are kind of cutouts in a way. I mean, I'm not trying to say that Maoism was good or but it was a system that the West fostered during the Cold War. OSS, Bill Donovan, he even talks about in his autobiography, went there and helped set up Mao's guerrillas, right?
But the flying tigers, all of it. But that was the thing, is they admit it's not that we took Maoism from China to run things here now. The globalists did it there because the Chinese were slaves and were controlled so they could test it there.
And that's because Skull and Bones, OSS.
Because it wasn't Maoism. It was this corporate fascist communist.
Right. And that largely had to do with the drug lanes. Right. So it was about the intelligence agencies controlling those drug networks and those drug
lanes. And that goes back to Skull and Bones.
Exactly. That's where they got their money. Yeah.
And none of this is even declassified.
Well, when I remember you mentioned it years ago, and you said it's on the CIA website. I went and found it. It's on the CIA website. There's a declassification of Donovan. They're training Mao's guerrillas, to go and fight to set up these networks, basically. But that's the point. It's just that communism, these kinds of systems, and you can even pick it up in something like Ayn Rand's works, even though she's obviously anti-communist. You can still get the idea that they're not afraid of communism. They know what it's there to do. It serves its role. It serves its purpose. And my point was just that it's technocratic just as much as Nietzscheanism is ultimately technocratic, because it's about going past and being post-human, right? So if you had a college class or the professor sitting there telling you, we got to be antinatalist, we got to be post-human, the human is what's the problem.
And then you look at the people running it, most of them end up being in mental institutions when they die, right. Like Nietzsche. But I mean, most of these guys end up stark raving mad before they die.
Yeah, he's like, he sees a horse. And because some guy's beating a horse, and then he just loses his mind because some guy's beating a horse. I don't know why, but yes. Lenin, he ends up in a mental institute, wheeled around, howling. He would howl at the moon. I remember reading about that in Lenin, biography of Lenin. He'd go out and howl at the moon at night.
These people are insane. And the problem is there's a lot of high IQ people that are still insane. And so they kind of just, their own schizophrenia, they project on the world. I want to ask you when we come back about this big story that broke on Friday. That's so huge still, thank God, the secret history of the shadow campaign that saved the 2020 election. Time magazine comes out and brags and admits that it was all rigged and everything. Why do they do that? Jay Dyer is our guest, jaysanalysis.com. Find his books and more, Esoteric Hollywood 1 and 2, and the co-creator and co-host television show Hollywood Decoded. Don't forget, we've got the websites newswars.com, infowars.com, and band.video. And I'm not a victim. I expect it. We're under daily hack attacks, daily attempts to shut us down. So realize every minute you promote the videos and the articles is a very special moment. And in the final segment this hour, before Jay Dyer takes over and hosts the fourth hour, we haven't named the report yet, but it's done, I'm told. I'm told it's going up on InfoWars.com in the next 10 minutes. It is a big report I've worked on for 3 days, dealing with their plan to declare war on Americans and try to put us in FEMA camps. That's coming up. Finally, we're seeing major state governments in the United States running TV and radio ads saying, everybody, take your vitamin D3, take your zinc, and take your C. It's essential for your body's cells to maintain your health. Essential means you must have it. It's been sold out for months. It's Winter Sun. It's back in stock with vitamin K. Both are essential for your immune system and for your body. We got a limited shipment in. It's 25% off. Winter Sun has vitamin D3 highest quality with vitamin K, taken sublingually under the tongue. Limited amount, 25% off. Get it with Ultra 12, now back in stock together for 40% off. Or Ultra 12 by itself, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, visit InfoWarsStore.com today because your funding of our operation is critical. You are the folks that sponsor us. We don't have George Soros funding us. It's you. So thank you all for your support. Winter Sun, back in stock for a limited time.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Jay Dyer's our guest, and let's talk cold hard facts. I think Trump meant well. He was a nationalist. He knew America was being screwed over. But that the establishment let him win, he did win by a landslide 4 years ago, because they knew they could run circles around him and use him to energize the left to basically commit any crime. And then support a total police state and abandon any values they had. And I think that's clearly evident now from my perspective that at a sophisticated level we were all played. Trump himself, I know, was basically not part of that. He's very one-dimensional, actually, at a good level. He really believes what he believes and is extremely pragmatic and just tries to get it done. That's my view on this. But regardless, we are just, like I said, accelerating, plunging into this great tyranny. They're shutting off the economy. What are the supporters, A, what do you think of Trump? And then B, what do you think the supporters of Biden are going to do when they learn that all this free stuff they were told about isn't coming?
Yeah, I think Trump represents that older idea of Americana, right? It's that idea of you can be your own entrepreneur, you can be your own, make your own name, right? Come up the hard way, and that can't exist in the new system that we're going into. And so even just the symbol, the image of Trump himself is a problem for the global elite, and that was why he had to be so demonized and so attacked. And I don't think they would have done that if he wasn't, you know, in some sense anti-establishment, anti-system. As we see it. So I would say that what we're in for is, again, that great reset model of bringing in that hot tyranny that you've talked about for so long. I remember that it was an declassified Army document from about 10 years ago, 9 years ago, that you covered.
Where it's re-education
camps. Yeah, re-education camps, right. And then Hillary
comes and people out. Couldn't believe it. The Army said, no, that's real.
Yeah.
Obama had them preparing to put us in camps.
And I remember,
and now it's on the news, put us in camps.
And at that time, the discussion was an engineered civil war. I remember you covered it endlessly, talking about they're going to engineer a civil war, they're going to engineer, and they have to do that to divide the countries, because that's the color revolution model where they've done in so many other countries, is to divide and split it down the middle. Like even after the world wars, they would split the countries into half, East Germany, West Germany, right? And so that model is what they always do. It just split it right down the middle. They do it across the board, even in other circles, religious niche, right? They'll split religions down the middle, right? Split the Ukraine down the middle. And so they're doing that now here. And Trump represented that kind of like, what did Bannon use the phrase, like the anomaly or a chaos character, something like that, which was to sort of throw a wrench in the system. And then now the system has the ability to step in and say, oh, by the way, Trump didn't cause these problems, but they blame any problem on Trump. Now they can step in and say, oh, we're going to fix all those problems that Trump caused. And it wasn't Trump. What did the WikiLeaks say? Right. All sure. of those WikiLeaks email pointed out that it was the Democratic Party working in concert with the mass media. Right.
And what do you make of this new thing where they come out of Time Magazine and this secret history of the shadow campaign that saved the 2020 election? They admit a shadow cabal runs it. We basically stole it. We suppressed Trump supporters. We suppressed their speech. Why would they put out a 25-page article, which is pretty much accurate, bragging about their criminal activity?
Every time we have this situation where you gaslight, you throw it in the person's face. We were told for months, if you question anything, then you are a crazy conspiracy theory.
And there's no shadow group.
That doesn't
there's
exist.
No collusion to manipulate.
Even though the New York Times says there was a shadow, thank God for the deep state, but it doesn't exist.
Oh, that's a headline. Thank God for the deep state.
Exactly, right. New York Times, right? So, I mean, they're amazing because they constantly engage in that doublethink. On the way here, we were actually listening to 1984 on audio because it had been 10 years since I looked at it or read it. So we're listening to them, and literally within the first few chapters, you have the introduction of doublethink, you have the introduction, and that's what they do on a daily
basis. And why does O'Brien give him the Emmanuel Goldstein manual of rebellion? And later O'Brien goes, I helped co-write this. And he goes, but none of us completely do, because we all hate each other and kill each other in this priesthood of power. But we just wanted to hurt innocent people and wanted to steal your dreams. And Winston's like, I would have submitted to you. He goes, we just want to kill you. He's like, we want to control everything. Like, we even create the opposition.
Yeah.
It's psychotic.
You can study reality while we write reality, right? The Karl Rove quote. And I remember you were talking about QAnon in relationship to 1984. And what you learn, of course, I think everybody knows, right? It's O'Brien that was leading that rebellion. The rebellion was fake, right? Emmanuel Goldstein, this false, you know, anti-system person, was just a cutout construct that was essentially O'Brien's philosophy himself. He was controlling that, right? Controlled opposition. Essentially, QAnon, I think, was there to step on the train of what WikiLeaks had legitimately released, right? Which was real scandal.
And turn it into a joke.
To turn it into the nonsense, exactly.
So Q was the answer not to InfoWars, I agree with you. It was the answer to Julian Assange. Well, and to any whistleblowers.
Any, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so the real guy's locked up for 8 years in solitary confinement, but then the other one's just like this cartoon thing.
Well, there's WikiLeaks, there's InfoWars, there's a lot. I mean, I'm not trying to
No, but I agree with you that Q was the answer more than anything. How do we deal with real secret stuff coming out? We create fake secret stuff and flood disinfo. So it's directly a result, a response to Assange.
And PR firms, right? So you can hire PR firms. If you have a thing that is coming out, a leak, right? Remember that movie Wag the Dog?
Yes.
There's this the scandal coming out.
Which came out a year before they actually did the very same thing in the same country.
There's a scandal coming out about the president.
And the guy wants to brag, so they kill him.
Yeah, and they release fake stories. Right. And the fake stories, because they know the real information is going to come out. So what do we do? Well, let's make up a fake story.
So instead of killing the guy like in Wag the Dog, they allow them to put out a limited deal now.
Yeah. Limited hangout. Yeah.
Because exactly. They also want to reward people that took part of it. Like, you know, they want.
That's a good point. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Brian Williams, right? You were talking about this yesterday. You actually get promoted. The more you lie, you get promoted. Exactly.
Oh, yeah. Like, they all claim they were in combat.
Yeah.
And then none of them weren't. And it's okay. It's like, well, you're now the fact checker because you're.
Yeah, you know, what was Hillary's? We
were there and we were being fired at by snipers. And then she's like, well, maybe that didn't happen.
Right, so it's totally made up.
But the reason I brought it back up is Biden just did it.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Combat, yeah.
I mean, I've been shot at too, but I was in Dallas when I was 14 buying beer from a crack house. I mean, anyway, sorry, keep going.
No, it's okay. I was snorting a line of pumpkin popsum in there, by the way.
You like pumpkin popsum?
It's my favorite.
People said Jones broke character. No, I just spouted off this weird ass thing. I was already pissed. Then I said something so stupid I laughed at my own joke. They go, look, he broke character. It's Bill Hicks. No, I mean, what made me go crazy, he goes, oh, we don't even need Trump. Q's bigger than Trump. So finally, when it was all BS, he just goes, oh, forget Trump. I knew that was the next thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's magical thinking. I think you made that point, too. Magical thinking where we can just sort of invent all these connections and we'll make it all work. And when there's any real event like the Italian government actually undergoing corruption and collapsing, then suddenly that's part. Everything's part. Oh, we're arresting everybody. Who's going to arrest the Pope? That's kind of ridiculous.
Hey, let's go back. Put me and Bill Hicks up there. By the way, Hicks is Welsh. So we probably have a common ancestor. And he actually is from, I think, Arkansas originally. He lives in Texas. And the same guy that, like, produced a few of his things. He probably produced 50 albums or 50 albums, but two of them weren't produced by Kevin Booth. So just because I probably have some ancestor 20 generations back, and you know, I probably was related to Bill Hicks, but I mean, I'm not Bill Hicks. How many times have I run into people that look like you or look like me? I mean, it's like, oh, you look like me. You must be, I must be you.
Well, don't we have to look at the earlobes to see? Like, are the earlobes attached or not?
Right? What's really insulting is they're like, look, Jones is really 69 years old. Like, I put a few miles on here, folks, but I really am who I say I am.
Didn't you interview Bill Hicks one time?
I did not.
Okay. Well, there was a documentary, right? Waco to something to Waco.
And he was out at Waco.
Okay. And there was,
when it happened.
And he was interviewed for that. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I was right out of high school when Waco happened. So I had not. He was dead of cancer before I ran into Kevin Booth. And then Kevin Booth would invite me over to his house with his wife, Trey. And they were great cooks. They live in L.A. now. And he made Ninja Bachelor Party. He was in those movies with
him.
So the fact that I, like, knew a guy that knew Bill Hicks, and the fact that my face looks a little bit like him, I mean, I'm not Bill Hicks.
But we've never seen you in the same room. So I thought maybe there's
all I know is people literally went back to my old high school. They met people that knew me.
Yeah.
Like, they found the people like, no, it's I mean, I am who I say I am.
Yeah. Well, I remember watching his stand-up back in the 90s, and you were not that old. So that wouldn't work.
No, that's not me. I was in high school.
Yeah.
I mean, and he was, you know, using a lot of drugs. So I'm nothing against that. I'm just saying that's what's going on. All right, let's shift gears out of that. This gigantic report's coming up. Then Jay Dyer takes over. This is one of the most important reports ever coming up.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the unprecedented boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with your free subscription to the CB Industry Report. The legal cannabis market is making huge moves since the election, and the market is projected to grow to $47 billion by 2025. The companies that we've identified are set to disrupt this multi-billion dollar industry. Get your free subscription to the CB Industry Report now when you text the word NOW to 48542. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word NOW to 48542. Text NOW to 48542. And don't get left behind in 2021, where unprecedented trading ideas for you to research are waiting. Text the word NOW to 48542.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Greg Reese here in just a moment. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We've got the great Jay Dyer with us of jaysanalysis.com hosting the next hour. We're going to this report here in just a few minutes, but you were mentioning to me, did you see that halftime show? And I don't normally watch Super Bowl because I knew Tom Brady wouldn't be wearing a mask. I like him. I watched it. They're all wearing skull masks. They're subhuman, but the one guy has speech, and they all, like puppets, do what he says. This was very sick. At a subconscious level, it means you are robots. In a fascist event, you are skeletons, you are dead, I control you.
Exactly. A lot of things going on here, symbolically speaking. It began with this choir of robots, drones, right? So everybody's up in the choir with the weekend guy there singing, and they're all just sort of doing what they're like, you know, puppets, like they're on a marionette, right? Controlled, and then we flash over to them as out there walking in sync. They've got what looks like surgical masks, which I thought was really creepy. So I wondered if maybe next year we're going to go past wearing masks, two masks, three masks, Now you have to cover your whole face with a surgical mask. Your masks are going to be wearing masks, right? MetaMask, basically.
And then this red-eyed creature lowers down like the Olympics in 2012.
Exactly.
The Grim Reaper.
Yeah, I had in my notes actually I was going to mention that 2012 Olympics, which was all about the octopus of the global elite system on top of the British flag, right? The old British Empire and the octopus controlling everything.
And look, it's the medical workers are only allowed at the Super Bowl.
Right.
Now these are medical workers. They're the priesthood. They're going to do it all. Oh, it's so wonderful.
Yeah, and here comes the Messiah out of this, you know, the lit up Messiah. And
he comes toddling out.
Right. The essential twerkers. Right. So here comes the hero, the Messianic.
And he doesn't have to wear the mask.
No, of course not. But by the way,
nobody criticized him for not wearing a mask.
And then when they're all marching in sync, you know, it's like red and black. You've got this sort of communist slash satanic outlook, right? Like the color scheme.
And very fascist.
Yeah, exactly.
It's all very authoritarian.
Remember the wall? You have the in Pink Floyd's The Wall, there's the hammers that are walking.
Stay there. We're going to go to this special report that just went live. The end game is now. This is so important to get out. This is their master plan to come after everybody. The proof of their plan to put us in FEMA camps. This is extremely powerful. But the only way it gets past the Phantom Zone, with all of us only seeing it, is you sharing it. Share it now via Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Google, your instant message, your email. Do it now. Word of mouth. Share it.
During his inauguration speech, Joe Biden spoke of confronting and defeating domestic terrorism.
The rise of political extremism, white supremacy, domestic terrorism, that we must confront and we will defeat.
John Brennan, former director of the CIA, went on MSNBC that evening and labeled libertarians as domestic terrorists.
I know, looking forward, that the members of the Biden team who have been nominated or have been appointed are now moving in laser-like fashion to try to uncover as much as they can about what looks very similar to insurgency movements that we've seen overseas, mm-hmm. where they germinate in different parts of the country and they gain strength and it brings together an unholy alliance frequently of religious extremists, authoritarians, fascists, bigots, racists, nativists, even libertarians.
A libertarian is a supporter of a political philosophy that advocates minimal state intervention in the free market and the private lives of citizens. A person who advocates civil liberty. But now, in America, a libertarian is a terrorist. A Trump supporter is a terrorist. A constitutional American is a terrorist. Make no mistake, tyranny has arrived in America. And history tells us what comes next. The tyrants will now go after all political dissidents. There was a time when the liberal media supported democracy and freedom. During the 1989 Tiananmen Square protests, the American media seemed to recognize the dangers of the CCP. But now, along with Hollywood and major sports, the news media is all owned by globalist multinational corporations and the CCP. The pop culture media machine has made all of this possible, and it is now busy preparing their brainwashed flock for mass arrests and re-education camps. A Bernie Sanders staffer and the principal counsel for PBS were separately caught on camera calling for rounding up Trump supporters and putting them in re-education camps. But that was before Biden was in the White House. Now it's all out in the open. Popular morning television co-host Meghan McCain, daughter of John McCain, who funded ISIS and Al-Qaeda in the ongoing war on terror debacle, says that American patriots need to be treated the same as Al-Qaeda terrorists.
I'm not against sending these people to Gitmo, and that may sound extreme. These are domestic terrorists who attacked our own republic. They should be treated the same way we treat Al-Qaeda.
MSNBC's Nicole Wallace suggests the possibility of killing Americans with drone strikes.
Attacking terrorism at its root, of going after and killing, and in the case of Amar al-Awlaki, an American, a Yemeni American, with a drone strike for the crime of inciting violence, inciting terrorism.
Regional Director of California Democrats unapologetically suggests rounding up 75 million Americans and putting them in concentration camps. Americans are now being psychologically prepared for the rounding up brainwashing, torture, and mass murder of American patriots.
It is critical that the FBI does launch the largest manhunt in U.S. history, drag all of these people into prison, and if they're inside the Capitol for a full 20 years for committing sedition against the United States of America.
Question is, how are we going to really almost deprogram these people who have signed up for the cult of Trump?
Almost all white, almost all Republicans who somehow need to be deprogrammed.
Once we educate them, we coach them on how to interact.
We probably need to double, triple, quadruple, or increase funding for these de-radicalization programs.
Biden's press secretary announces how leftist NGOs will be involved in performing threat assessments on domestic terrorists. Meaning, if you oppose their Marxist ideology, you are a threat to them. This is all part of the leftist playbook. The Weather Underground was planning for this in the 1970s.
They felt that this counter-revolution could best be guarded against by creating and establishing re-education centers in the Southwest, where we would take all the people who needed to be re-educated into the new way of thinking and teach them how things were going to be. I ask, well, what is going to happen to those people that we can't re-educate, that are die-hard capitalists? And the reply was that they'd have to be eliminated. And when I pursued this further, they estimated that they would have to eliminate 25 million people in these re-education centers. And when I say eliminate, I mean kill.
It is now undeniably here. H.R. 127 will require psychological evaluations and a public database for all gun owners. With the entire nation divided into patriots and obedient cowards, they know who you are, and they know they have the support of the brainwashed masses. They have been preparing the entire world population with COVID-19. Almost a year ago, the WHO's Dr. Ryan announced that they will be entering people's homes and removing family members.
Now we need to go and look in families to find those people who may be sick and remove them and isolate them in a safe and dignified manner.
The leftists in power are ready to break our will. They will cut off the power. They will shut down our businesses. They will destroy anyone who stands in their way. And they are now vetting the military to weed out any patriots who might have a problem with the unlawful mass arrests of American citizens. And you can be sure that at least one major false flag, if not several, is already being planned to act as the catalyst for all of this. Another Oklahoma City bombing to blame on libertarian terrorists and American constitutionalists. The new war on domestic terror is beginning. Don't expect it to go slowly. If you are not making decisions and actions today as if your very life depends on it, then you are still asleep in the matrix. Wake up before it's too late. That day is coming fast. For InfoWars.com, this is Greg Reese.
All right, that is the most important work in my 27 years we've ever done. This is an emergency. This is it. This is what's about to happen. It needs 50 million views. In-game now, global purge imminent. Band.video. Share it. Tell everybody. Tell 100 people today. Tell them to tell 100 people. Expose it. We can stop it, but only if you take action. It's now up to you. It's in your hands. Do not submit to these murderers!
Anytime. Any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.